If you haven't been on Twitter during a big televised event, you don't know what you're missing. Ranting, raving, and people who aren't all that clever trying to outfunny one another. Nowhere is this new phenomenon more readily apparent than during a sporting event. And I say this without an ounce of pride, because it's, well, embarrassing. Because of my position as the leader of a sports media organization, I follow on Twitter hundreds of the most well-respected sports media people in the country, and I'm embarrassed for almost all of them. Having said that, there are some tweets that will make me laugh, and keep me laughing. Case in point, the NCAA National Championship basketball game on Monday night. The Twitterverse started with the national anthem, sung by country throwback Travis Tritt. USA Today college football writer Dan Wolkin tweeted, "Travis Tritt's mullet looks as good tonight as it did the last time Louisville won a title." That was 1986. Kyle Dawson tweeted, "Spike Albrecht is going to keep draining threes until he blocks the memory of Travis Tritt's national anthem out of his brain." The youthful-looking Albrecht scored more than double the number of points in the first half than he had in any game this season. His name was tweeted so often, he was trending in the top five in the country for most of the first half. Not bad for a guy whose only other scholarship offer coming out of high school was from Appalachian State. Found that out on Twitter, too. It led to such rags-to-riches tweets as, "Breaking, Spike Albrecht declares for the NBA draft at halftime." Or, "Spike just replaced Tiger as the favorite at Augusta." Or, "Less than a week ago, I was at Dairy Queen and Spike Albrecht took my order." And my favorite from Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News, "It has been posited to me," wrote DeCourcy, "that Spike Albrecht will never buy a drink in Ann Arbor. Maybe, but he'll be carded for life." Tweeters also had plenty of praise for Louisville's Luke Hancock, who shot the Cardinals back into the game. Most referred to the not very original "cool hand Luke." Many negative tweets were aimed at the officials. No surprise there. One said, "Officials can't seem to decide between letting them play or calling it close." Then there was, "What in the world are these officials watching?" Or more to the point, this one that said, "College officials are just bad." And more nega tweets for CBS analyst Clark Kellogg, such as, "Breaking news, millions of Americans sign petition requesting UN convene a special commission to declare Clark Kellogg a WMD, that's weapon of mass destruction." Another tweeted, "Please, CBS, more informative, intelligent Steve Kerr and less Clark Kellogg screaming nonsensical catchphrases." Or, "Clark Kellogg, please stop yelling at me and my wife." The bottom line on Monday night, though, was a thoroughly entertaining game. While tweeters and their readers had fun in their little bubble of self-absorption, the 78,000 people at the game and millions more watching at home were treated to one of the most exciting games in championship history. And that was worth tweeting about. I'm Dave Gorin. Hashtag, we'll talk again next Wednesday.